أبو ساب، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Ominous stone falls from the walls of Al-Aqsa.
Yes, we've got last month already there were reports of stones falling from the walls of the Islamic Museum on the one hand at Masjid Al-Aqsa and the other at the structure, the underground structure called Aqsa Qadim or the Old Aqsa as it's called beneath the Qibli Musalla in the front of Masjid Al-Aqsa. And in the last few days we've got yet more reports of more stones falling. And this has now let off a series of red alerts on why this is happening and what is causing these such falls. Now, to be sure, we've had Palestinians at the masjid and experts warning for a long period of time about Israeli excavation activity under the masjid, in the surroundings of the masjid. But what now appears to have occurred is that such activity has gone into high gear, and in particular, it's occurring on the southern Qibla wall side of Masjid al-Aqsa, directly in front of the Qibli Musalla, or between the Qibli Musalla and the western wall area of Masjid al-Aqsa, the Burak wall area. If one puts this into context, Masjid al-Aqsa has been built over years, over centuries, on a hill with the Dome of the Rock situated at the apex of this particular hill. But the Qibli Musalla is actually on the slope of this mountain, and it was originally built at much lower ground. If you look at it today, it is on raised ground, but that wasn't always the case. It wasn't always level as it was today. And for the architecture to achieve it being on the level that it is today, one had to build huge basements to the masjid, such as the Marwani Musalla, such as Aqsa Qadim, and these serve important structural roles. And now one can see that these important structural pillars, basically to the higher ground at Masjid al-Aqsa, are effectively under attack. And speaking yesterday of Islam expert Dr. Abdullah Maruf, said that we don't really know what the Israeli modus operandi is for this excavation activity. The latest, it could be to weaken the Al-Aqsa, or it could be to capture, he suggests, an underground space, just as the Marwani is to the left, to capture another space to the right of the Qibli Musalla and make it into a synagogue. Either way, it goes and fits in line with Zionist plans for the division of Masjid al-Aqsa, and he bemoans the fact that despite this being a dramatic development with rocks falling every other day, this story has not registered much outrage at all across the Muslim world.
Elderly Palestinian woman passes away in Israeli detention.
68 years old, she's a mother of eight, and her name is Sadia Farajala. She was arrested 6 months ago near the Ibrahimi Masjid in Al-Khalil, and despite suffering from multiple chronic illnesses, high blood, diabetes, the Israelis alleged that she was trying to attempt a stabbing attack, and they've held her now for 6 months, or had held her for 6 months in the Israeli Damon prison. Very tragic, the story of her demise. It is said in the last few days when she passed away, she lost consciousness after performing her wudu for Fajr Salah. Immediately after that, she was transferred to the Israeli prison clinic, where she passed away very soon thereafter. This makes her the 230th Palestinian to pass away in Israeli imprisonment since the start of the 1967 occupation. Palestinian figures have held Israel responsible, citing medical neglect, and are calling for the release immediately of all other women prisoners and other prisoners with such vulnerabilities who could face a similar fate.
And then finally, Israel has a new prime minister.
Yes, and it's almost as if every other month or every few months we're reporting on these changes because the Israeli government has collapsed again. This is after the Israeli Knesset has voted to dissolve itself, and this sends the country to the polls for the fifth time in 3.5 years. That's going to happen in November. And the result of that is Yair Lapid, who until now was serving second fiddle in the Israeli coalition government, the foreign minister, he is now going to, he is already the caretaker prime minister. This is in line with the coalition agreement that he had with Naftali Bennett, that in case the government collapsed, he would now become the caretaker prime minister. As I said, the election is going to be taking place on November the 1st, and already Naftali Bennett, the outgoing prime minister, says that he's out of the race, he's not going to be running anymore. To be sure, again, from the start, this coalition government was very fragile. They had a very thin parliamentary majority, and it began to fracture when a number of members of the coalition abandoned it. What this means for Israeli politics, again, going forward, more instability, the possibilities of a difficult coalition building, and it could, again, see a return to power by the former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who has been very active in recent months as an opposition leader. And the analyst saying that the fact that he still faces this corruption trial means that from his perspective, the only way he feels he can defend himself from going to jail in the Israeli system is by staying in politics and using his political power to defend himself. So as it stands, the head of the Yesh Atid party, Yair Lapid, is the new prime minister of Israel with an interesting background. He's a former media celebrity, a former news anchor, as well as a soap opera actor.
Is there a reason that Naftali Bennett is giving as to why he doesn't want to stand again? And where's Benny Gantz in the race?
As far as Naftali Bennett, he came into this, from his particular political party, which wasn't the strongest player in the coalition. And with time, that particular party has eroded in its support, and he basically doesn't have a political base to stand on his own, and that's going to be needing reconstruction. Benny Gantz doesn't seem to, on the other hand, be featuring quite prominently. He threw his lot in previously when he was together with Yair Lapid. He kind of betrayed Lapid and veered closer to Netanyahu, and is paid repeatedly for his coalitions with Netanyahu, who seems to, obviously always outmaneuver him. So it seems as if this, as it stands, is going to be a two-way race between Netanyahu and Yair Lapid. Lapid seems to at least for now, have the maturity to be able to take on Netanyahu and stand his own ground.
All right, Avsam Shukran, for the update. Always appreciated.
Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This week's Palestine Report with Hafiz Ibrahim Musa.